This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of December 9th. A couple of weeks ago, the USDA Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service temporarily paused the importation of Mexican cattle into the U.S. because of concerns about a New World screwworm that was detected in a cow in southern Mexico near the Guatemalan border. For decades, screwworm infestations caused significant losses to livestock producers in the southern U.S. Female screwworm flies deposit eggs near wounds or exposed tissue of livestock. When these eggs hatch, the maggots move into wounds where they cause infections that often result in the death of the host. But in the 1960s, researchers determined that when male screwworms were irradiated, it made them sterile. And if sterile males were released to mate with female screwworm flies, the female flies laid eggs that were not viable. Eventually, a population of screwworm flies died out in southern U.S. and Mexico, so importation of potentially infected cattle could start the problem again. However, if this suspension of Mexican cattle imports continues for an extended period of time, it could affect U.S. Beef production and prices, since the year-to-date number of cattle imported from Mexico was over 1.2 million head. Chief Veterinary Officer of the U.S., Rosemary Sifford, stated that with the latest find in Mexico, will further intensify this work to protect American agriculture and reestablish a screwworm barrier in Central America. Last week, a University of Illinois FarmDoc Daily report pointed out that it's been over 1,000 days since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 20th of 2022. Before Russia's invasion, Ukraine exported corn, wheat, and vegetable oils to the European Union and Asian and African countries. According to FarmDoc Daily statistics, the war has caused $80 billion in damage and losses to Ukraine's agricultural sector. This includes $10 billion in damaged assets, with the bulk of those being machinery and equipment, and $70 billion in lost revenue and increased costs due to the conflict. The report points out that Ukraine is the most heavily landmined country in the world today, with about 23% of its land contaminated by approximately 2 million landmines. Ukraine is using drones and sensors integrated with artificial intelligence and machine learning to survey suspected hazardous areas, with the hope that they'll be able to restore Ukraine's agricultural potential by reclaiming cropland that's currently unsuitable for production due to landmine contamination. Russia has also targeted Ukraine's export infrastructure in the Black Sea region by conducting at least 50 attacks against port facilities, causing damage to over 300 facilities and 23 civilian vessels, and destroying more than 100,000 metric tons of agricultural products. Recently, the Russian army has increased the rate of missile attacks on Ukraine's Black Sea port infrastructure. The USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced this week that the agency is beginning a national milk testing strategy, requiring states to collect raw milk samples that will be shared with the USDA for testing to determine if samples contain H5N1 bird flu virus. The first states will be brought into this program are California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. The USDA points out that since the outbreak began, there have been 720 confirmed cases of H5N1 in dairy cattle in 15 states, and hope that these tests will help to combat the disease. Author James Thurber wrote, "It is better to know some of the questions than all of the answers." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.